Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
According to the NRB report, National Religious Broadcasters, on Wednesday, the day he was inaugurated, President Biden issued several executive orders, including one extending anti-discrimination laws on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. This executive order directly targets people of faith and religious organizations. Under this order, all federal agencies are required to include, quote, sexual orientation and, quote, gender identity in their definitions of sex regarding any policy that opposes sex discrimination. This is what Biden said in the executive order. Quote, children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports. Adults should be able to earn a living and pursue a vocation knowing they will not be fired, demoted, or mistreated because of whom they go home to or because how they dress does not conform to sex-based stereotypes. It's cross-dressing. People should be able to access health care and secure a roof over their heads without being subjected to sex discrimination. That's what Joe Biden said in the executive order. So there you have it, just a complete denial of the truth of God's word with regards to morality, sexuality, and also gender. So not only do they deny the truth, but they constantly lie about it, they deceive about it, they euphemize it. You know, you see how the euphemism's in there. You know, who could be against children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they'd be denied access to the restroom? Well, boy, I didn't know children were denied access to the restroom. Well, what they're talking about there is if a boy wants to go into the girls' restroom, he should be able to do that, and you should have nothing to be able to say about it. This is exactly what our country is in for. And this is what we've already seen just even as the Trump administration goes out after the Capitol riots. There's been the libelous falsehood that Trump himself and by extension his supporters are white supremacists. And this was brought up in the inaugural address by now President Biden, where he urges unity in the country. But listen to how he gets there and who he demonizes in the process.
A cry for racial justice, some 400 years in the making, moves us. The dream of justice for all will be deferred no longer. A cry for survival comes from the planet itself. A cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear. And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
Now, who do you think he's referring to there? Now, there always has to be an enemy, right? The enemy has to be who the new person in power is going to overcome and be the savior. For the right, when President Trump was in power, it was the socialists on the left with, I think, a very accurate view of what they want to do to the country. But now that President Biden is in office, the enemy is these white supremacists on the right that must be defeated.
To overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and secure the future of America, requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. Unity.
Unity based on what? Unity has to be based on shared ideals. And in his first day in office, he immediately signed his priorities, his executive orders, overturning much of what President Trump signed into law by his executive orders. He re-entered the Paris Climate Agreement for the U.S. to be in that, which is just a big redistribution of wealth from our country to foreign countries. I think he's going to be back in the Iranian agreement, which was just horrible for this country. He's going to stop construction of the border wall, which Donald Trump was doing. So there's going to be all kinds of immigrants coming over because he's not going to be deporting anyone out of the country. Illegal aliens are going to be given amnesty in this country. And he also canceled the Keystone Pipeline, which is a huge energy source of jobs and energy for our country. Matter of fact, during the Trump administration, our country was, for the first time in maybe in my lifetime, energy independent. We didn't have to rely on foreign countries for our energy. We're actually exporting energy. I mean, why wouldn't you want your country like that? And so he's doing all these typical leftist, globalistic policies And he tries to sell them as somehow helping America when we all know this is not going to help America. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even want them to help America. He wants the existing America to be transformed into their new leftist version of America. And of course, none of these policies are going to lead to any unity with those on the right because they're just diametrically opposed in worldview to everything the left has to offer.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. Find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.